Hello, this is Renoy Harrison. I'm the Vice President and Executive Vice Provost for ASU's downtown Phoenix campus. And I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to today's discussion with jazz artist Marion Meadows and Hassan Abdul Kareem. We're going to be talking today about jazz that's coming to downtown Phoenix. First, we're going to talk a little bit about a jazz lecture series that's scheduled for May 2nd at the Herberger Theater, Stage West. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about a jazz festival coming to downtown Phoenix. So first of all, let's find out from Mr. Meadows as to what he's going to be talking about at the jazz lecture series.
Thank you, Dr. Harrison. We are going to cover a gamut of things. The lecture, in essence, will be eclectic at first. The interest being that the festival is going to happen here in Arizona, and that is the jazz festival. But I like to think of it more in terms of a music festival that has a highlight of jazz being the theme, so that we can understand that there's an absolute need to bring awareness to the next generation of music listeners, music appreciators, and music students, that we have a rich heritage of music that I feel personally, as an artist, as a former student of the arts, that the umbilical cord, as you will, has been severed between the generation, the present generation, and I would say even for the last couple of generations, we've been moving away from culture in this country, slowly but surely losing touch with the essence and the beauty of music and art that has been a part of our heritage, and that was a very important part of our lives as we grew up, and has pretty much been stripped away for this generation to enjoy by no fault of their own. Just becomes pockets of information, as opposed to a broad stroke of the canvas that we had to enjoy, you know. And we all knew what a Duke Ellington and what a Picasso and what a Beethoven, what these important people did. So I just want to bring awareness to the fact that I think that this is an important time to reconnect that umbilical cord to this generation so that they can enjoy this rich treasure chest of art and music, not just jazz, for themselves and for the generations to come. So it will embody in not just my lecture, but in my particular one, we will start with a historical account and what's happening right now in the state of affairs of music education, music appreciation, and culture in general. For the students at this particular time.
Well, Hassan, let me ask you, why did you choose to bring these lectures and festival to downtown Phoenix? What was the starting point for that?
Well, one of the brainchild of this was a vision that I had, because living here in Phoenix, there was an absence of culture in downtown Phoenix. Jazz being the true American art form, the only true American art form, is a point where we can build upon, where many different types of music have come from jazz. But downtown needs it. To make this metropolis really grow, the infrastructure starts at downtown. And also that since Arizona State is right down here, they have great students, a great campus, a great university, this was a prime spot. And with the energy that is here downtown and revitalizing downtown with yourself and Councilman Mike Johnson, who I spoke with, I just felt this was a natural symbiotic relationship.
And now, how are the jazz lectures going to work? Will there be demonstrations of the music? Will there be performances? Give us some idea of what you think might happen with these jazz lectures.
Well, first of all, the musicians that are going to be coming in town will be such that they're collectively working with this new generation, and they have that ear to the ground. They can hear the pulse of these young people. So we're finding artists that can relate to the youth so that they can understand the many different aspects of the music industry, not just the playing of the music or the performers, but also dealing with music scores, looking at the other ancillary markets that are out there, including with all this new media. But making that connection is going to be one of the key factors. So they'll be discussing the business side, with the entrepreneurial aspect of a musician, looking at the business side and the aspect of what other areas can a musician make money, not just from performing, but also writing music or creating music scores or videos or doing commercials. There's so many different aspects that some of these artists are more than just a performer. And showing the audience and having them see, feel, and touch and ask the questions of these artists about their background, not just performing, but to really get a feel. So we're bringing home the community to the artist. So we're trying to create a connection and a bridge.
Oh, fantastic. Marion, I'd like to ask you a question about what kind of things do you think people will get from attendance at the jazz lecture series?
I think if they don't already know, the most important thing they'll get is that, you know, that the students of today, and I kind of geared from junior high up through college and maybe the first 2 years graduates out of college, are now starting to realize that there is a deeper musical, well, if you will, there's a search going on now. I think that's kind of like typical of even our generation. You know, you get a popular music that kind of runs its course, and then you realize there's a very valid, rich American cultural music, like I said, I always refer to it as the treasure chest, is there. And that maybe we don't realize that a lot of today's generation has lost out, and they have to go in search of on their own. So this is just to kind of bring awareness that for those of us who do know, it is important for us to show the children, our students, that there is that we need to let them know that particular information, that musical heritage, those artists that are out there, the Sarah Vaughans and the Duke Ellingtons and the Benny Goodmans and whomever they might be. And it may not just be a musician; it might be a dancer or an actor or so forth. But we need to just, I think everyone's going to bring away with this particular event that this is an important theme to take this awareness and bring this to the forefront.
Very good. Hassan, I'd like to ask you to do something that normally I would have Marion do, and that is tell us a little bit about Marion Meadows. Well, what will people get when they come and hear him play and lecture?
That's a wonderful question. One of the things that most people really don't understand about some of the artists is that Marion is a regular guy. He's very accessible. He's friendly. He's one of my best friends, if not the best friend that I have. He's loving, and he's a very warm, kind-hearted human being. This man has no mean bones in his body. He's a phenomenal musician, but he's intellectual in other capacities. He has a very creative side, but he has also a warm and an infectious personality. So what you'll find with him is a regular human being. If you're taking him away from the music side, he would still be my best friend.
Well, thank you, Hassan, and we're pleased that we'll have a chance to hear from such a good guy as Marion Meadows, and I want everyone to come to the Herberger Theater on May 2nd from 1 to 3 o'clock. We'll be having the first of the ASU Downtown Phoenix Campus Marion Meadows Jazz Lectures.